And final question, because we're tight on time, is about how you choose which media to use and whether you think that has an impact on people's impression. So, obviously the chance to see this, the whites of the eyes of the chief executive can help, and that's why in many analyst presentations people have gone to webcasting and so on. But do you have a view on which media to use, or trying to maximize use of video, or what approach to take without breaking the bank, obviously?
Well, I think you've hit a very pertinent nail on the head, which is budget.
Yeah.
I think that, we can answer this question in several ways. I think that it comes back to the core. Who is it you're trying to reach with a certain message? Which way do they prefer to receive it? So that if they take that as your core, that's the essential way. So we know, say, for instance, around results, that lots of people want to come. They want to sit down, they want to see the management present, and they want the chance just to quickly chat to them over a cup of coffee afterwards. Others are happy to see it on a webcast. So we know that there's different ways, and you just have to cater for that. And you have to deal with what's practical and what you can afford. I think that the danger you can get to is that you could throw a lot of money at it, and in terms of a value, there'd be a diminishing return on some of the edges of what you're doing. So better to start off with things you know work and add to them, rather than start off trying to do
Yeah,
everything and then
over
try
there.
and draw back. Because it's once you've started doing something, it's very hard to draw back on it, because even if it's only six people say, "Well, that's how I prefer it," you've started a relationship like that. So you have to be a bit wary of that. The other point I'd say is, what I haven't quite worked out is, there are lots of agencies, and this isn't a criticism, throwing lots of ideas at us about how we can improve our digital communications, so, and how they can do wonders for us. At some point, you have to be careful, I think, that what you have is a credible offer, not a twee or a cliche-ridden offer or something that's got more gadgetry on it than is really needed. And I'm not the expert on that. But that's one of the things that sort of makes me think whenever I think, well, why, should we do this? Should we do that? How's it going to look? What's our audience think? But that just seems like technical advance for technical advance's sake. I'm not sure whether it really works. So these are the sorts of things that I worry about every now and then and chat to the team about.
But ultimately, I think it's about message. And I'm sure, in terms of getting the right thoughts out there and
Yeah, I mean, yes, I mean, it is. I mean, every company, I mean, I at its simplest, what does a corporate comms director do? I think it helps a company tell a story, and I don't mean tell a story as in make it up, to present the company so that people understand it and can take a view on whether they support that company or not. Some companies throw you so much information at you, as I always say, they don't wash you with information, they absolutely drown you in information. And actually, often those companies are difficult to understand whether to get a view on. But it's about presenting that in a way that people want to hear it or want to see it, and doing it in a way that's consistent. And you've got to have something to say. If you haven't got a point to say, or you haven't got anything that you need people to understand, then really do you need to be saying it?
Indeed. And on that thought, I think let's finish.
Thank
So
you very
thank you very
much.
much for your time.